town's thing, right? So they got another town that makes watches and another town that makes neckties and another town that does whatever. So it's pretty cool, man, that it's to the way we would think as Americans, it seems really weird, but I can see the engineering of their system is actually pretty smart in certain ways. Like I was in one town, the whole damn town, it's a big ass town. They make neckties. Think about for a minute how many ceramic tiles there are in the world. Because you'll be shocked when you go to Canton Fair, you're in America, you don't mean shit. You're 6%. You're 6% of the audience. That's it. The other 94% are from Africa, Russia, Australia, everywhere else in the world. They're supplying the world. They're not, and they don't care nearly as much about us as they used to. Although we're a big consumer, we're just another customer right now. Yeah. So, yeah.
Is there some place with, well, you're concerned with chemicals as far as, say, plastics and consumables and things that kids are going to be playing with? Is there some kind of agency over there that can...
GES.
Watchdog.
GES. GES owns that whole market of... They'll test chemicals, they'll test toxins, they'll do all kinds of stuff. But you got to give them the tests you want.
Right.
And then they'll carry them out. Yeah, yeah. Well, guys, thank you so much. Emil Prilic is in the back with Shirley Tan. If you guys will please give, if you really think you want to go, please get with them. Give them your contact information. And we'll send out some emails and some calls and do maybe a webinar or two soon about, you know, other details of the trip and things like that.
Thanks for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much.
When you're in the Philippines, let me know.
Yeah, yeah. Do you live there?